Let's get started. Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Ayin Vav. We left off on daf Ayin Hayam and Beis. We are at the two dots in daf Ayin Hayam and Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. And we are at the word Itmar. Just a little bit of background information before we get back into Bava Basra. I mean, this obviously brings us back into the major sugyas of Bava Basra. We have to realize that all of the Agadata we've had over the past several days all started with Hamocher es Hasfina. It started with a discussion about the sale of a boat, and then we started discussing people who went on boat trips and what they saw when they were on the boat. But we're going back now to Hamocher es Hasfina. So our Gemara is going to discuss different types of kinyanim, which kinyanim work for a boat, which kinyanim work for other things like a shtar, and exactly how those kinyanim are done on a boat, are done in order to affect a kinyan on a boat. So by way of background information, just to quote some Rashi Prakim, some basic ideas about three types of kinyan that we're going to discuss today: Meshicha, Mesira, and Hagbah. So first, Meshicha. The Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin, on Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph says that metaltlin can be acquired through Meshicha, through pulling the metaltlin. The Gemara Bava Metzia has a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish if Meshicha works to be kona for a Jew min HaTorah, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, kona miyad miseich, davra nikna miyad liyad, or maybe no, maybe min HaTorah ma'us konos, min HaTorah only money can work to be kona metaltlin, and it's a takanas chachamim that Meshicha is going to work and not only money. The Ramban explains that according to everyone, the primary kinyan that's said by metaltalim is kinyan meshicha. It's the av for all kinyane mesira hagba, the primary kinyan, whether even if it's only drabanan, but the way the rabbanan would be misakin it, that this is the primary kinyan on metaltalim. The din is that meshicha is kona dafka in a reshus that the guy has a chelik in, like in a simta or a bechatzer shel shnehem, but it doesn't work in a reshus harabim or in a chatzer that they don't have a chelik in. Meshicha is not kona unless it's something that is not darko bahagba, meaning it's only if it's something that's too heavy to lift in a normal way can meshicha work. But that which is darko bahagba, that which is normal to lift, so you have to do agba, then you wouldn't be allowed to do meshicha. There is a machlokas amoraim if by meshicha, and this is going to be the focus of our sugya today, if meshicha, when you do meshicha, you need to do meshicha on the entire chefetz, or it's enough to pull the chefetz a little bit, and that counts as if the entire chefetz has been pulled. I mean, if you pull it a little bit, so all of it has moved from its initial spot, so maybe that's good enough for meshicha. That's going to be the machlokas that we're going to see right off the bat today, and that's going to take up a lot of our time, a lot of our discussion, is that particular machlokas amarayim. So that is kinyan number one, that is kinyan meshicha. What about kinyan, next kinyan is kinyan mesira. Mesira means that you're kona something by grabbing the chefetz without moving it, by holding on to it without moving it. The Rishonim have machlokas whether kinyan meshicha is adif mi mesira, and if that's the case, if kinyan meshicha is adif from a kinyan mesira, it's better than kinyan mesira, then mesira would only work in a rishus rabim or b'chaser she'ena shel shnehem. But in a simta or a chatzah shel shnehem, it won't work because even though meshicha does work there, meshicha, and in that sense, meshicha is better than mesira. Or the other day is no, that kinyan mesira is in fact better than meshicha, and according to that shita, mesira works everywhere. Another halacha about mesira. Mesira does not work with things that are very light that you can easily lift, nor does it work with things that are light enough to pull very easily. If it's very easy to be moshech, then mesira does not need to be done. So mesira would not work for something that's not the derech to only be moshech. The derech is to be magbia or moshech. So then there's mesira would not help. There is a machlokas rishonim if mesira works with all heavy objects that a person cannot pull by themselves. Or maybe Mesira only works by a boat and by Balei Chayim. Maybe it's Dafka Kinyan designated for a boat and for Balei Chayim. A Behema Gasa. Behema Daka is a Viter Machlokas, a separate Machlokas by Behema Gasa if it's Niknas Bim Mesira. But there's a general Machlokas. Does does Mesira only work for Behema Gasa and boat, or does it work for other very heavy items that can't be lifted or pulled either? There is a further Machlokas Rishonim, if the Mocher, and we're going to see this today in Tosos, if the Mocher needs to be Moser Liyad Akone, do you need a Mesira Miyad Liyad, where the Mocher hands it to the Kone, or is it good enough that the Mocher tells the Kone, look, I want to be makne to you, why don't you go and grab it? And the Kone goes and grabs a hold of it. So that is a further Machlokas Rishonim. According to everybody, Mesira does not work with a Cheftza Shel Hefker. That's an Afna Gemara. Everyone agrees to that. Mesira does not work with a Chefetz of Hefker because you need someone to be Moser it to you in order to be Kone it. Mesira doesn't work all on its own. So that is so far two methods of Kinyanim. We discuss Meshicha and we discuss Mesira. The third method of Kinyan that's important to discuss before we begin our Gemara is Kinyan Hagbah. Hagbah is Kona B'kal Makom. It could be Simta, Rosh Hashanah, Chatzar Shel Shneim, Chatzar She'eino Shel Shneim. Doesn't matter. If you lift up the object, that is a Kinyan Hagbah, and that works wherever you are. And even though we said that the Iker Kinyan on Metaltalim is a Kinyan Meshicha, but Lemaisa, they were Mesakin that Hagbah is going to be Adif. Meaning anything that's derech lagbio, you have to do a hagbah on. And Meshicha won't work, and neither will Mesira. None of the other kinyanim are going to work when it's normal to lift the item. If it's something that's easy to lift, you can't do Meshicha on a pen. You can't do Mesira on a pen. It's something that's small enough that you're expected to lift, and therefore, since it's the darko, to lift it, that's how you have to do. That's the kinyan that has to be done. There is a machlokes rishonim where the kinyan hagbah has to be done dafka by lifting it three tefachim off the ground, or even a tefach echad, even a single tefach off the ground would suffice. How high does it have to be lifted? So that is a discussion in the rishonim. It's interesting that discussion, that machlokes according to Shulchan Aruch, Choshem Mishpat, Simen Kuf Tzadi Ches. The Sma over there in Sif Katan Dalid explains the shita that holds that it's enough to lift a tefach, says because since the chefza, the object is in your hand anyway, so it's ki'ilu it's bereshuso, and that's why it's enough to lift it up a tefach. So the implication of the Sma is that it has to be inside of your hand. I mean, you can't be lifting it up by a string or something. You have to be holding the object from underneath. The Nesivus, however, right there in Kuf Tzadi Ches, says that if the entire object is literally in your hand, then you don't even need to be magbia tefach, because then you're kona with a kinyan yad. Meaning, if it's only when the object is only being lifted mikocho, you're lifting it up by a string, by a handle, something like that, and it's not biyado, or the object protrudes out of the sides of your hands, only then do we have a machlokas whether you have to be magbia the tefach or shlosha tefachim. But if it's totally in your hand, then there's no such machlokas. If it's completely inside of your hand, then you're kona it with the kinyan yad. Okay, now let's start the Gemara. We are holding, again, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page, on daf, ayin heyem at beis, at the word itmar. Says Gemara, itmar. Svina, Rav Amar Kivin Shemasha Kol Shu Kana. When it comes to acquiring a boat, so Rav says, since you do a meshicha, a very minor meshicha, you pull it just a little bit, you're kona the boat. Ushmuel Amar Lo Kana at Shiyim Shochas Kula. And Shmuel says, no, you're only going to be kona the boat when you're Moshech the boat in its entirety. I mean, you have to pull the entire boat off of the original spot that it was. If it's still partially on the original spot that it was resting before, that is not a valid form of kinyan. Now there is a major machlokas Rishonim how to understand this machlokas Rav and Shmuel. The Rush writes that Rav and Shmuel only argue about a boat because when you move a boat ever so slightly, a boat that's on the water, it's going to move. But by Shar Metaltalim, where the entire movement of the boat is based on the koach you put into it, meaning you have nothing else contributing to the movement, the water, meaning when you have a boat that's on the water contributes to the movement. You move it ever so slightly and the water starts waving back and the boat moves more than the koach you put into it. But when you're dealing with other metaltalim that's on the ground, where the entire meshicha is based on your koach, so then even Shmuel would be moda that you only need a meshicha muetes, that you only need to pull it a little bit. Even Shmuel would not require that you do a complete pulling of the boat. Now the Dvar Avram explains that the idea is that by a boat, even though the person is poel b'mishichasa, he's doing something by pulling it, But since the Gemara Bamitzia Daf Tesan Bey says that a boat is nacha b'mekoma, the boat sort of rests on its place, and the water is what really moves it. The boat doesn't really move, so the water is considered to be the karka of the svina, and it's as if when you pull the boat, what you're really moving is not the boat, but you're really moving the karka underneath the boat, which is not a bona fide mashicha. That's not a very strong form of mashicha, and that's why dafka by a boat, there's going to be a shita that you need to dafka, that Shmuel's going to say, you need to dafka pull the entire thing, because you have to do a mashicha chashuva, and the only way to make it a mashicha chashuva by a boat is by pulling the entire thing off of its original spot, by doing a much more major movement of the boat. If you just move it a little bit, so then you're really just moving the karka underneath the boat, and that's not considered a major bona fide mashicha. Another Shita is the Shita of the Merkavis HaMishnah explaining within the Rambam. Meaning, the Merkavis HaMishnah explains in Mechira, Perek Dal, Halacha Gimel, explains that the Rambam holds La Halacha the same as the Rush, but for a totally different reason. According to the Rambam, only a boat needs Meshichas Kula, not other Metaltalim. Even Balei Chayim do not need Meshichas Kula, but a totally different reason. He says that it's Dafka by a boat, where Kinyan Mesira would also work. So when you do Mashiach, so the Kona, when he's Kona b'Mashiacha, is only going to be Kona b'Mashiacha when the Mocher is Makbid that you dafka do Mashiacha. Meaning, since you could have done another Kinyan, like Mesira, so Mashiacha is only going to work if the Mocher is Makbid that you do Mashiacha. Well, if he's Makbid that you do Mashiacha, then you're going to need a Mashiacha Gemura, an absolute complete Mashiacha where you pull it off of its original spot. But when you're dealing with other items that cannot be nikne b'mesira, and the only option is really mashicha, so it has nothing to do, there's no hakpada of the mocher that a daf could be done through mashicha. So if there's no hakpada of the mocher that a daf could be done through mashicha, you don't need such a strong form of mashicha to make it happen. But anyway, that's the shita. The basic shita is the shita of the Rush, that Shmuel would be modeh, that when it comes to other metaltalin on ground, you don't need to be Moshech as Kula. Meshicha of part of it is good enough. The Rashbam is going to say Lehepich. The Rashbam is going to say the exact opposite. That Rav and Shmuel only argue Legabe a boat, where it's Omedes al Gabe Mayim, and therefore when you move it a little bit, it's as if you move the entire thing, because the whole thing is so movable. But by metaltalin that Romer al Gabe Karka, says Rashbam, the exact opposite. Rav is going to be Moda, that you need a Mashicha Gemura. Meaning the Svara is that by a boat where you move it slightly, even if you just move it slightly, the whole thing shakes and everything moves. So that's where Rav is going to say, yeah, that's good enough. But when you're dealing with Metaltalim on the ground, you move it ever so slightly, it doesn't really do very much, and therefore even Rav would be Modeh that it does not suffice. And then the third Shita is what we probably could have predicted, is the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ritva say, look, the Machlokas is said by a boat, but who had didn't by Shar Metaltalim? The reason that we chose a boat is to tell us that even a boat where it's difficult to be Mosheich, because it's on the water and you don't live on water, still you need to be Mosheich. Shmuel would require that you need to be Mosheich as Kulo. But really, in a Chinami, the Machlokas could be by any Metaltalim at all. So those are the three Shitas, and major nafkaminas between which Shita you go like. For instance, let's say you have a boat that's on the dry land, right? And you want to be kona a boat that's not in the water. So how does one go about being kona a boat that's not in the water? According to the Rush, that Shmuel is moda by things that do not move. A lot with a tiny Mashicha. So it's Mestavra that Shmuel will be Moda that if it's a boat on dry land, that you don't need a Mashicha Gemura. According to the Rashbam, that Rav is Moda by Metaltalim that are Al Gabe Karka, that you need to be Moshech as Kulo. So then a boat on dry land, you would need to be Moshech as Kulo. And the Rabbeinu Yonah, according to the Shita of the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel would apply by a boat on dry land as well. So this Machlokas about with the exact nature of the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, obviously has major impact on a variety of Kinyanim. Now, it should be pointed out, the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah himself, even though he said Rabbeinu Yonah holds the Machlokas is by boats and by Shar Metaltalim, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that Dafka, a boat on dry land, can't be Niknas b'Mashicha at all. Because he says that a boat on dry land, it's not normal to be Moshech a boat that's on dry land. It's not to drag a boat on the dry land is not at all normal, and therefore it's only nikna ba'in ba. Normally, if you want to move a boat that's on dry land, you'd lift it up, put it on something, put it on wheels or something, and move it, or lift it up and hold it and carry it. You wouldn't drag it on the dry land because you're afraid that it's going to hit a pebble or something. Something's going to scratch into it. It's going to have a hole at the bottom. You treat the bottom of the boat with care and with caution. So since it's not normal to be moshech a boat on dry land, he holds that in that particular case of a boat on dry land, no mashiach is going to work anyway. The Piskei Arid happens to say the exact opposite. He says machlokas Rav and Shmuel, it's a tremendous chiddush. He says machlokas Rav and Shmuel is dafka by a boat on dry land. The whole machlokas is only when the boat is on dry land. But a svina that's in the water, mashicha won't work because it's not considered to be munach in the water, just like by Hilcha Shabbos, an object that's munach al mayim is not considered as if it's nach, it's not considered as if it's resting. That's Gemara in Shabbos Daf Hey. So that's a tremendous chiddush of the Piskei of the Piskei Arid, that over here the whole machlokas is a boat on dry land. Very, very strange to suggest that that's the machlokas, but that's what he suggests. Okay, so says Gemara Vayta, we had this basic machlokas. How much of a mashicha do you need on a boat? Rav says a kolshu. Shmuel says you need to be moshech as kula. So says Gemara Lema Katanai. Maybe the machlokas is tali, the machlokas tanaim. What's the machlokas tanaim? Ketzad b'mesira. The Mishnah asks, how does one do kinyan mesira? So mesira, achsa b'talfa, you grab the animal by its hoof, b'sa'ara, by its hair, b'ukav shala, by its saddle, b'shlif shala, by its load, b'prumliya shabpia, by the bit in its mouth, b'zug shabitzavara, or the bell on its neck, kana. So that's a kinyan mesira just by grabbing it at one of those places, even if you didn't move it. You just grabbed the item in one of those places. That is a kinyan mesira. Now, if you look at Tosos, Achsa Betilfa says, Tosos Pirush Riva, the mesira be'inon miyad liyad. The mesira has to be given from hand to hand. You can't just grab it. Someone has to give it to you. We mentioned this in Machlokas Rishonim. Umaisi raya in Perakam de Bamitzia. And the raya is from the Gemara Bamitzia, Damar Mai Lashon Mesira, Adam Shemoser Davil Chaveiro, that the word Mesira means like someone who gives something to his friend. Vamar Nami Hasa Mesira Mechaveiro Kana Bemitzia Benichse Ager Lo Kana. The Man Masalei LeMikni Mashmu Devin Mesira Miyav Diyad. The other idea is the Gemara says that Mesira from Hefker doesn't work. Why not? Because there's no one to be Moser it to you. The implication clearly being that you need Mesira Miyav Diyad. Someone has to give it to you. But says Tosos Ve'ei Nira, I don't think that that's correct. The implication of our Gemara, that you grab it by its hoof, you grab it by its saddle, sounds like no one's giving it to you, you're just grabbing it. So that makes it sound like you don't need a Mesira Miyad Liyad. For Rabbeinu Shmuel Pi Reish Nami, Achsa B'tilfa B'mitzvah Samocher. So Rabbeinu Shmuel explains, Achsa B'tilfa means the Mocher tells you, go grab it, and you grab it. And we're going to say later on that if the mocher says to you, I want you to go and be kone it, you can grab it and you're kone it through mesira. The mocher does not actually have to pick it up by its handle and hand it to you. It's good enough for him to tell you to pick it up and you pick it up yourself. If the situation was that he was handing it to you, the lashon of leich chazeku kni is inappropriate. Leich means go there and be kone it. If he was handing it to you, it shouldn't be leich chazeku kni, it should be ta chazeku kni. Come and grab it. From the fact that it says go and grab it, that implies that he doesn't need to hand it to you. What about the Gemara B'Mitzia? The Haidam B'Mitzia, Adam Hamosa Davar L'Chaveiro, that Mesira, the Lashon, means that one guy is giving it to another guy. It's proverbially giving it to him. It doesn't mean literally, physically giving it to him, but the Mocher is telling the guy, the Kone, go and acquire it. Why do we say then that when you're being kone from Hefker, from Nitzei Ager, you can't have Mesira because there's no one to give it to you? Doesn't that imply that someone has to give it to you? So he says, no, it just means someone has to tell you to go be kone it, and there's no one to verbally give it to you. But this is the machlokas between the Riva and Tosos, right? There's the two shitos. Does Mesira have to be miyad liyad, or is it good enough that someone tells you to go be kone it, and then you go and you pick it up? Says the Gemara Vayta, that part of the brisa was not relevant for us. What is relevant is the next part. Ketzad b'mashicha. How does mashicha work? If you call to it and it comes, or you hit it with a stick and it runs, as soon as the animal moves one hand and one foot, one foreleg and one hind leg, you're kone. Rabbi Acha Varmila Ravacha Amar, ad shetahalich melo komasa. That no, you need it to move entirely. All four legs need to move. Not good enough to move one hind leg, one foreleg. Ah, Salema Rav Dama Ketan Kama Shmuel Dama Krabi Acha. That's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So you see that it's the same as the Machlokas Tanayim, because Rav said all you need to do for Mashiach is a little bit. Shmuel said you need to move the whole thing. It's good for the same Machlokas by a behema. Whether it's enough to move one hind leg, one foreleg, you need to move all of it. So Amar Lacha Rav, Rav would say, no, Damri Afilu Rabbi Acha. I could agree with Rabbi Acha that by an animal you need to move the whole thing. Because by an animal, even if it moves one leg and one arm, even if it moves one hind leg, one foreleg, it hasn't really moved off of its place. It's still standing in the same spot that it was. So that's why Rabbi Acha is going to say, no, you need to move all four legs. Even Rabbi Acha doesn't say you need to move it entirely off of its original spot. If it moves all four legs, exactly one step, a couple of inches, that's also good enough, which is interesting. That's not the same as by a boat, right? That's considered to be upgraded entirely from its makom. That's what Tosafot points out. And Tomar, I'm not going to masa, given the sagi bakir shtei yadayim shtei raglayim. Really, it's good enough to move two, all four of its legs, even if it's not really melokumasa, even if it's not completely off of its spot. So he says, yeah, kiris yadav ragla, that's called melokumasa. But anyway, aval svina, Rav would say, but by a boat it's different. Kiven dinadav aporta nadalakula. Once you move a boat partially, you've moved it entirely. Ushmuel Amr, and Shmuel would argue the other way, that another Amri afilu ketanakama. Shmuel would say, I even hold like the tanakama. Ad kan lokomer tanakama, elabibali, chayim dikim demeikar yad veregel, idach lemeakar kaima. I would say that the Tanakama only says that it suffices to move only a foreleg and a hind leg, because once you move to the foreleg and the hind leg, the rest are going to be moved. They're ready to be moved, because the animal's in an awkward position when it moves a hind leg and a foreleg, but without moving the other one along with it. If it was moving from a standstill position. So it's in an awkward spot, so you know that it's about to move the other legs as well. That's why it would be good enough. But by a boat, when you move it partially, it's not in an awkward position. It could stay like that forever. It's not that it's now about to move the rest of it. No, you've moved it partially, and that's it. How do we paskin this machlokas Rav and Shmuel? So in general, we have a machlokas Rav and Shmuel and Dine Mamnis. We always paskin like Shmuel, Hilchsuk Shmuel B'dine. The Rif, the Rush, the Rambam, all paskin like Shmuel, Ve'inin Mashichas Kalaf Chefetz. However, the Rambam also writes that something that's nitlum b'mashicha, that's standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that mashicha doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we know. So the Rambam says, if you do mashichas Kalaf Chefetz in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then you partially move it into a simta, that's going to work. That Mashiach is going to work. Meaning the Mashiach's Kala Chefetz doesn't all have to be in the Simta. You could be Moshe Kala Chefetz in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then partially move it into the Simta. And the Rabbi says, what are you talking about? We pass on like Shmuel, Mashiach only works when you're Moshe Chaskula. So what does that mean? How can you partially move it into the Simta? Why should that work? And the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban, they all agree with the Ravid. So the Magen Mishnah explains what the Rambam means is that when the Chefetz is in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, since you're Moshe Kula Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, in order to be Mekayim Shmuel, to be Moshe Kulo, now it's enough to just move it partially into a Simta. What's the Svara? So Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer in his Evan Azel explains beautifully what the Machlokas Rambam and the Ravid is. He says that the Rambam and the Ravid are arguing about the nature of Kinyan Mashicha. According to the Ravid, Kinyan Mashicha is a form of Hachnasa L'Rishusam. You're showing that you're bringing this item into your Rishus. And therefore, whatever you did in the Rishus Rabbim was absolutely meaningless. The entire Kinyan is about bringing it into your Rishus. So it must be done in the Simta. And therefore, if you only did a partial Mashicha in the Simta, it's worthless. Because you didn't do it, the Kinyan is defined as moving all of it. And that Kinyan has to be done in your Rishus, in Rishus that you're able to show Achnas L'Rishuso. Whereas the Rambam holds it, no. Mashicha is not a Achnas L'Rishuso. Mashicha is Hora'as Bailus. It's showing that you are the owner. But the Etzem Mashicha Sechefetz, by going and pulling this object, that's showing that you are the owner of the object. It's just that we have a Tanai within Kinyan Mashicha that it has to be done in a Simta. So the place which is a place where it's the derech of a bailim to leave the kli, But the act of Mashiach isn't what needs to be done in the Simta. It's the conclusion of the Mashiach that needs to be done in the Simta, because it's not normal for a Bailim to just leave his Kli out there in Rosh HaSarabim. So if you did a full Mashiach and you had a Haraz Bailus with your Mashiach, and then you left it in the Simta, that's good enough. You don't need the full Mashiach to be in the Simta. That's the Shita of the Rambam in the view of Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer. Other Achronim understand differently. There are some Ach says, I don't understand. Why should it work? Why should the Mashiach of Kol HaChefetz Bereshus Rabbim affect the Mashiach at all? It shouldn't work at all. So there are some Ach explains differently. He says, according to the Rambam, when you're Moshiach Bereshus Rabbim to the Simta, you don't need Mashiach as Kol HaChefetz. Because Mashiach from a Makom where Mashiach doesn't work to a Makom that Mashiach does work is a Chash of a Mashiach. I mean, what's the Varda Shmuel? Says Yar Sameach, the Vard is that you need to do a Chash of a Mashiach. So when you're standing in a Simta, the object is in the Simta, and you just nudge it a little bit, that's not a very Chash of a Mashiach. You barely did anything. So you need to be Moshiach as Kula, move it entirely. But when it's in a Rishus Rabbim and you're moving it to a Simta, you're moving it from a place that Mashiach would not work to a place that Mashiach would work, then even the slightest nudge would be very chashuv. That would be a chashuv of Mashiach, and that would suffice. That would certainly work. Okay, a lot more to say, but we got to get onto today's daf eventually. So says Gemara, Lema Kani Tanai. Let us suggest that the Machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel is actually the Machlokes of the following Tanayim. Titania, we have a Braisa, Svina Niknas Ben Mashiach, Rabbi Nasar Svina, Va'osios Niknas Ben Mashiach. Tanakama says a boat is acquired through Mashiach. Rabbi Nassan says, a boat and osios are niknas b'mashicha. Osios means a shtar, right? A boat and a sfin are niknas b'mashicha u'bishtar, right? They're both acquired through mashicha and shtar. So it seems like Rabbi Nassan is adding two things. That first of all, not only the kinyan on a boat, but also a kinyan on a shtar, and also another method of being kona, the boat. And that is not only through Mashiach, but also through Ishtar. So, frankly, more osios mantakar shemayim. Why are you discussing being kona Ishtar? Tanakama wasn't talking about that. Tanakama just mentioned being kona both. So, chisur mechzor v'achiktani. Now, you have to say it's missing something. There is a way to read it. Svina niknas b'mashiach, va'osios b'masira. A svina is niknas through Mashiach. Osios Ishtar is niknas through Masira. That's all the Tanakama. Meaning the Tanakama himself addressed how to be kona a shibud in a star, how to be kona a star that says that someone owes you money. Tanakami himself, now why by a star does Mashiach not work? Because Mashiach only works on something that's gufa mamon, that's itself inherently valuable. So if you just wanted the piece of paper for the value of the paper, you know, you wanted the shtar just for the value of the paper, then nechanami, Mashiach could have worked. If you wanted it, as Chazal says, as we're going to see in today's up, latzral pitzlochiso, to use it as a bottle cap, so gazante, then do Mashiach, that would work on the shtar. But since you want more than that, you want to be able to collect the chov that's written in the shtar, so then you need more than a Mashiach. Then it's not gufa mamon, legabi the chov written in the shtar, then you're going to need to do a mesira. Rabbi Nassan Oma, and then Rabbi Nassan disagrees, and he says, Svina va'osios, both Svina and Osios, niknos b'mashicha, u'bishtar, can be coded through Mashiach and shtar. So in fact, we're shtar l'svina lamali, metalplihi. But wait a second, why should you need a shtar? And by the way, Tosfos wonders, why do we have to add in to the Tanakama that osios are b'mesira? Why don't we just say that the Tanakama holds that Svina va'osios are niknos b'mashicha, and Rabbi Nassan just requires a shtar together with the Mashiach that the Rabbanan didn't require. Why are we making the machlokas bigger than it has to be? So Tosfos answers, Mishum de'im kein, Bryce of the Tanakaman, osios niknos b'mesira, tavi de lo kechad. Because we already know that there's going to be another Brysa that says osios are niknos b'mesira. So since we know that there is such a Brysa coming up, we need that Shita of the Brysa to line up with at least one of these Shitos, with either the Tanakama or Rabbi Nassan, and that's why we throw in that the Tanakama holds that osios are niknos b'mesira, even though that widens the gap between the Tanakama and Rabbi Nassan, but it at least minimizes the number of different shitos that there are out there about how to be kona a shtar. So anyway, frankly, Gemara, shtar l'sfina l'amali, metaltlihi. Why would you need a shtar to be kona a boat? It's metaltlin. Elav hachiktani. So it means to say, really the way to read it is, to read the Machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Nassan is as follows. Sfina niknas b'mashicha, va'osios b'mesira. A boat is acquired through Mashiach, shtar is acquired through Mesira. Rabbi Nassan omer, Svina b'mashiach va'osios b'shtar. I agree with you about a boat, but osios are not acquired through Mesira, they're acquired through a shtar. So the whole machlokas is how to acquire osios, whether it's mesira or whether it's a shtar, meaning not dafka shtar, but even with a shtar, that you need both. You need mesira and a shtar. That it's not good enough to have only mesira. You need a shtar as well. So, but then it turns out that they're not arguing about a boat at all. They agree about a boat. So what are they arguing about a boat? Yeah, it must be they agree that a boat works with Mashiach. But how do you define a Mashiach? So that's Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Nassan. Who holds which way? So that's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Right, Rashi says, Tanakam holds Svina Niklas per Mashiach Kula Kishmuel. They need to pull the whole thing. And Rabbi Nassan says, nah, all you need to do is a little bit, right? Vas Rabbi Nassan, Tanabas, Lutfuida, Philip Mashiach, Kalshu, Niklas Karav. That even with a tiny Mashiach, even a more minor Mashiach, is going to help, like the Shita of Rav. That's how Rashbam understands it. Tosa says the Pumfakarit. Says Tosa, Rabbi Nassan holds like Shmuel. You need to be Moshech as Kula, because just like you need a Kinyan Chashav by Osios, meaning just like he required a more high level Kinyan by Shtar than the Tanakama required, so too he requires a higher level Kinyan by boat than the Tanakama required. So it must be the Tanakama only required moving it a little bit, and Rabbi Nassim comes and says, no, you need a higher level Kinyan, you need to pull it entirely. So says Gemara, is that the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Is that the same Machlokes as Tanakama and Rabbi Nassim? Says Gemara, lo, the Kuli Amla Ikravi Kishmuel. It could be everyone holds either like Rav or like Shmuel. Ubisfinu Kuli Amla Pligi, and by a boat no one argues. Ki Pligi, Baosios, they're only arguing about a shtar, they're not arguing about a boat. Vachi Kamale Rabbi Nassim Tanakama. And what Rabbi Nassim is saying to the Tanakama is as follows. Bisfina Vademo Dinalach. In regards to a boat, I agree, you're right, that Mashiach is the form of Kinyan, however you hold, like Rav, like Shmuel, whatever Mashiach is, but you're right, Mashiach is how it's done. But Osios, Yik Ashtar Ini, La La. But when it comes to acquiring a shtar, so then you need to have a shtar. It's not good enough to just have Osios Niknos with Mesira, you need a shtar as well. Ubaplukta Dani Tanayim, and that's actually the subject of Machlokes, the following Tanayim, Detanya, Osios Niknos per Mesira, Divi Rebbe, Chamor, Ben Kasav, La Masav, Ben Masav, La Kasav, Lo Kanachi, Yichtov, Yimsar. Right, that Rebbe holds Osios and Niknos per Mesira, and the Chamor say, no, yeah, you need both. You need Mesira and a shtar. You need to be Kosev and Moser. So b'mayu kimta. So what did we say? That the Tanakama of Rabbi Nassan is kirebi, that he holds like Rabbi, right? Tanakama of Rabbi Nassan holds that Mesira is good enough to be kona ishtar. You don't need both Mesira and shtar. All you need is Mesira, that osios or niknos b'mesira. So Sfina Nami Tikni b'mesira. Why don't we say the same thing by a boat? Why don't we say that a boat is also nikni b'mesira? The Tanya, because after all, if Rebbe holds that a shtar is niknas b'mesira, and Tanakam is holding like Rebbe, Rebbe also says in a braisa, Sfina niknas b'mesira, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says a boat is niknas b'mesira. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say, lo kana achim shechena, that no, you're not kona a boat unless you're moshechit, or achi yiskoras makoma, or you rent the area that the boat is on. We're skipping a lot of important tosin because we're out of time. So says Gemara, lo kasha, not a kasha. Kan b'rishus harabim, kan b'simta. That there's a difference between acquiring a boat in a rishus harabim and acquiring a boat in a simta. When Rebbe said a boat can be acquired through mesira, that's dafkin rishus harabim. An area of water that's in a rishus harabim. That it's efshar to do mashicha, because mashicha only works in a chatzar shel shnayan, in a simta, etc. So since you can't do mashicha, therefore you do mesira. When the Tanakam of Rabbi Nassan, who is Rebbe, says that the Svina can be acquired through Mashicha, that's talking in a Simta, right? That's talking where the boat is residing right now in a Simta. So wait a second, we just said that when Rebbe holds that a boat can be Niknas b'Mesira, it's Dafka talking to Rosh Hashanah, right? That the whole Brisa is talking to Rosh Hashanah. Problem is, Ema Seifa, the Chamrum lo kana achim shechena, vibra shasram miman ogir. The Chamrum say, no, you can only be kona either, you can only be kona through Mashicha. But if we're talking Rosh Hashanah, how can the Chacham say that you're kona through Mashicha? Who are you renting the area of Rosh Hashanah from that you're being kona it? Vesu Mashicha Rosh Hashanah mikanya. Furthermore, Rosh Hashanah, you can't be kona in Rosh Hashanah. But by the Rav Adami Tarvay, Mesira kona Rosh Hashanah b'chatz Hashanah Shneim, Mashicha kona b'simta b'chatz Hashanah Shneim, v'agba kona b'kal makom. We know that one of the rules of Mashicha is that Mashicha cannot work in a Rosh Hashanah. So how can you say that the case is that we're dealing in a Rosh Hashanah and you're going to say that Rebbe holds, yeah, it's going to work to be kona, that it's not going to work to be kona with Mashicha and Rosh Hashanah, but the Chachamim say it does? We know one of the basic basic rules of Mashiach is that it does not work in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So answers the Gemara, no. May achim shechena nami dekamar, umay achi yiskaras makoma dekamar. No, when they said achim shechena, or achi yiskaras makoma, hachi kaamar. Achim shechena mi Rosh Hashanah Rabin lisimta. It didn't mean that you're Moshech in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, it meant you're Moshech from the Rosh Hashanah Rabin to a simta. Vim rishus bailim hi lo kana achi yiskaras makoma. And when it says achi yiskaras makoma, it means if you're doing the mashicha in the other guy's rishus, you also need to rent the area in order to do the mashicha. But in a chinami, if it can't be done in the rishus rabbim entirely, you would have to pull it from the rishus rabbim all the way into your own rishus. Okay, we'll pick up from Lema, Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow. Another short talk tomorrow. Easy to catch up.